Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
If you didn't hear yesterday and you are a fan of 50 Shades of Grey, let us be the first to give you the good news. There are more 50 Shades of Grey. This will be like 51, 51st, 52nd, 53rd Shades of Grey.
You were very excited about this. You said that was going to be your Goodness and Light segment this morning at 6:10.
You know, I'd be more embarrassed about it, except for two reasons. Sometimes you need some Jane Austen. And sometimes you need, I don't even know who wrote this book. I forget. Doesn't even matter. I forget what her name is. Anyway, it's just, it was never meant to be, you know, riveting, literary kind of, you know, thing that changed lives. Although I would guess it kind of changed a few lives.
It's just some smut. That's all it is.
Sure. Yeah. I don't disagree that it's some smut, but it's definitely a different kind of smut. It ain't no Danielle Steele, which is the smut that we were used to. We'd steal them from our mom and read them and think that it was the same sex scene in every Danielle Steele novel, sometimes on the same page as this. So it just kind of opened a lot of eyes, it opened a lot of mouths too, because people were like, oh, what's happening?
That's right.
So this one will be told from the perspective of Christian Grey, who is a wounded, complex, complicated man.
I guess we're about to find out how complex and complicated he really is.
He needs his own book to get, for you to figure that out.
No, she needs to write the book to make more money.
Exactly.
It's a billion-dollar franchise by now, is it not?
Oh, I'm sure. It's got to be somewhere near that. So, I mean, you know what? Whatever people, I'm just happy when people read. Read whatever. Read the toothpaste box. I don't care. Read something.
Just read it.
50 Shades of Colgate. Whatever. Get a word in your mind.
That's called 50 Shades of White, Jennifer.
Of course. Makes sense. Yes. Did you read any of the 50 Shades of Grey?
I did not.
You sure?
I'm positive. Mm. Why would I?
Well, I don't know. Why not? Did you read any Jane Austen?
No. Well, I did in school.
Did you?
My smut is Stephen King. That's my guilty pleasure.
Yes,
to this day remains my guilty pleasure.
But don't you think you can like Stephen King and Ernest Hemingway?
Of course you can.
Right?
Of course you can. No, okay. I'm with you. Just read. That's fine. If that's what floats your boat, then float on down the Grand River.
Just if you're with your 50 Shades of Grey. Well, you could take it on the Laura Tube thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Might get wet. 8:43. Country 106, the book, 0.7 traffic, Casey McDonald.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.